Remind you, this meeting has been recorded and will be published on the website within 14 days. And I assume you've all run to the website and listened to the last council meeting? No? You should do it. Eye opening.
Mr. President, I have, but it's very difficult to, you can't interrupt and then start from where you stop. You have to go back to the beginning, which is a bit of a pain.
Yeah. Also, the audio from that over there was very bad.
Difficult, yeah.
Yeah, whether it was switched
yours
on.
It was really clear.
Yeah,
the table
yeah.
Not so.
Yeah, that's right. Quite correct. Very handy tool. Attendance apologies. No apologies. It's listed there. Public question time. We have no members of the public. Member of leave of absence. No members approved leave of absence. Applications for leave of absence. None.
Well, it must be because we're six of us and there's seven of us and she's
not speaking. I'm not an apology. I'm here.
No, it doesn't. Not on mine.
But Lynn's not here.
It's not an apology there.
Well, she's a missing.
Yeah, I know she's missing, but she's not an apology.
Okay.
We're all on the same page now?
No.
Metaphorically speaking?
Hey,
right?
Yep, right.
Applications for leave of absence, there are none. Confirmation of minutes. Audit and Risk Committee on 31st of January, you've got a copy, or some of you have, you've all got electronic copies. Can I have a move and a second there, a true and correct record? Councillor Hanson, Councillor Brown, and sorry, moved and seconded. Are there any alterations to that that you wish? If not, Councillor Sly.
Have we amended page 4 to say audit exit?
Yes.
Okay, any other alterations required? If not, all those in favour? Against, carried. I have no announcements. Are there any disclosures of interest? Reports of officers. 8.1. It's up to you. It's up to whether you want to suspend standing orders or not. We have a officer recommendation on page 8. Audit and Risk Committee recommend two things to the council. Move, Councillor Sly. Seconder, please. No, we've got to move. Strictly speaking, we've got to move. Councillor Sly has moved that the recommendations be approved. We haven't got a seconder for that. If another councillor wishes to second it and then another councillor wishes to move suspension of standing orders, we can do. Councillor Fraser is seconder. Councillor Brown. Move Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Gibb. Let standing orders be suspended. All those in favour? Against, carried. Okay. So you can have full and frank discussion about those two recommendations. Any questions of the manager? Mr. Zolzali, do you wish to add anything besides those two recommendations there?
Mr. President, looking at this matrix, the audit matrix, and my obvious question is this a job that Nikki would get involved in to assist council in preparing that document so it makes it relevant? Is that sort of work that you're involved in?
Councillor, you're directing a question to the manager. Manager?
Through the presiding member, I don't see the relevance of the question with what's before the committee at this point in time.
Okay. Yeah, we're in suspended standing orders.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, look, in terms of answering that question then, certainly I'm aware that council is setting KPIs for the chief executive officer. I'm also aware that one of those KPIs is to deal with risk, train people in risk, as well as elected members. So I would think that once those KPIs are solidified, then we'll set a practice in motion to in order to deal with that issue.
Any questions on the audit opinion, financial report, management letter? Councillor Brown.
Through the presiding member. Look, the audit opinion is a qualified audit opinion, and certainly the issue was raised at the audit exit meeting held with the audit committee and the auditors, being the OAG and contracted auditors, AMD. The qualification actually comes down to figures from the last financial year in relation to fixed assets, land and buildings, property, plant and equipment, whereby there should have been a revaluation of assets in the 22-23 year. So that's why the audit opinion is qualified on the basis of prior year comparatives. There is no qualification in terms of the figures presented for the 23-24 year. As you can see in the final management letter and interim audit management letter, there are no findings that are of a significant nature, and indeed we're starting and have actually resolved some of those issues already. I think the process in the build of the annual financial statements was a very solid one. It was a lot of hard work. I'd congratulate Robin on the amount of work that she did through that process. And we actually have put in a lot of processes that are now blocked or locked into our end of month processes. So for example, the capital grants in particular. I think we've, you know, the audit went rather well. I think next year we'll do even better and we'll have a totally unqualified audit, and certainly that'll be my aim and the direction that we'll go in. Certainly the key findings, although some of them are minor and some are only moderate, we'll be focusing on resolving those to the best that we can. Some of the ones that they've raised, particularly in terms of purchasing, you know, purchase order after the date, etc. They didn't find any ongoing issues with that at the final audit, but it is something that can occur from time to time. We've certainly been educating all staff in terms of the importance, but we also know that there is going to be the odd occasion whereby it's not practical to actually do that. So we'll assess that as and when or if it occurs. We won't just turn a blind eye to it or ignore it. There are reports that we can run to identify anything like that. Because our system itself for purchasing, you can't backdate a purchase order. So, you know, when we see an invoice and it's stated Monday and the purchase order is Friday, questions are going to be asked. Yeah. So that's probably all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Another question. In the audit, item 19 referred to contingent liability possible, contaminated site, council tip. I think that whilst we're at the earlier stage of the problem, I think that we need to start to look at what that might be, because cleaning up contaminated sites is a very costly, expensive thing. So I'm just saying for future activities of the council, we need to take that into account. Thank you.
Any other questions? Remember, we're not in standing orders. Do you want to move back to standing orders to pass this resolution then? Move Councillor Sly. No, move, because you already moved the substantial motion. No, move Councillor Brown. Second Councillor Fraser, that we move back into standing orders. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Now we have an officer recommendation that Councillor Sly has moved. Councillor Sly, do you want to talk to it?
The motion before the council is to receive the annual financial report, audit opinion, final management letter and interim audit management letter for the year ending 30th of June 2024 as attached to the minutes, and to note the report and significant findings in accordance with section 7.1.2a bracket 4 bracket b of the Local Government Act 1995 for the year ending 30th of June 2024 is not required.
Councillor Fraser, can you second it?
Yeah, I concur with Councillor Sly. No questions.
Anyone else want to make a comment? For or against? Councillor Brown?
I just wanted to acknowledge the hard work in the area from the finance team. Thank you.
I'd like to point out that, as far as I can remember, Tim Partridge and his mob have been ordering us for 15 plus years at least, I know of. So they would know our systems fairly well and know all their quirks, and it's good to get a good audit like that. Any other questions? If not, or comments? If not, prepared to vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. 8.2, compliance audit. Your recommendation there. On page 10. Move and second, please. Councillor Hanson, Councillor Sly.
Move that the Audit and Risk Committee recommend that Council endorse the 2024 compliance audit return as per the attachment 8.2.1.
You need longer arms. Councillor Sly.
Nothing more to it.
Anyone else want? Okay. Be prepared to vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Motions of previous notice have been given. There are none. Meeting to be closed. We don't have a need for that. I'll close the meeting at 2:43. Thank you.